Heat ingredients, culinary musing, number 37. Mouthing culture. Where does one go for lip service high and low regarding fermentations that curdle well, that can spoil easily? For the consumer, such culture requires an advisory notice straight from the mouth of a sommelier and or a pasteur. The sommelier advises, after eating enzymes slow, the mouth is a refinery of flavor, a portal to the psyche that ponders the factor of ah. The pasteur advises, after chewing bacterial chow, the mouth is a cavern of odor, a conduit to the mind that worries about the power of oomph. The sommelier notices that culture is about hearty decay, giving preference to being dirty mouthed, occasionally taking the moment to cleanse the palate. The pasteur notices that culture is about blanding freshness, functioning to relieve the foul mouth of microbial mementos. What is of concern with mouthing culture for the consumer, sommelier, and pasteur is the mealy conclusion that is relished for posterity immediately, time after time, the pucker and the kiss. Baked scallops. Sea scallops, rosemary sprig, fresh, olive oil, white wine, suave, butter, white wine, suave, flour, white pepper, wild rice with crimini, fennel, rice wine vinegar, lemon juice, olive oil, cheese, shaved. Mealy mouthed. The meal enriches sorts, all in proportion to an affinity. The musing said, some sort within product advice. The medley done, some sort in with placement advantage. The management system, sorts briefs in proviso accounts. The mouth asks all sorts when impropriety abates. Baked polenta with pepper stew. Polenta, sun-dried tomato juice, curly parsley, sharp provolone, grated, broiled. Green pepper, sauteed. Olives, black, coarsely minced. Sun-dried tomatoes, coarsely minced. tomato paste, garlic crushed, olive oil, meatballs, Parmesan grated. For your convenience, this audio is available in print. Feel free to exercise thought by sending me an email. My email address is ed@eatingredients.com. Thanks for taking the time to visit eatingredients.com. Eat, eat, eat ingredients. So try to make them taste really good. Copyright 2007 by Edward K. Brown II. All rights reserved.